sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Episode 169. Revenge of the Lunatic, Part 2. Pardon, Part 2. Alright, okay, let's go. Un peu de sérieux là. Oh shit! Jumped on my man's dick. Heard he had a 12-inch, now the bitch is lovesick. Who's to blame? The guy or the groupie? Heard I was down with do you? Now she wants to do me. Ooh-wee, this is the life new bitch every night ever tripped off a wife. Jesus Christ, Buck. It ain't right, but it's cool how they come quick. Don't try to flip with the lip. Cause I run shit. Hip hip, hooray for the AK. Spray when I lay competition. What a great day. Make pay. Next is the wet sex. Hex with the vex. Now they wreck in the complex. I'm set. Wonder what I tote check. Bloody as a coat text. Damn, snappy motherfuckers next. Revenge so sweet when it comes from. Niggas get dumb with the drum. Watch my foes run. Niggas keeps coming when they can't slip. Full of that shit. Another hit from the lunatic.
Message.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Welcome. Bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. MrShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, and a.k.a. Gaston Lenoir. Gaston Lenoir. All right, okay. Hey, before I start the show, just to give you a heads up to you new listeners, actually to all you listeners, okay, FYI for new listeners and a reminder for returning listeners. This podcast is a safe space for my thoughts. In other words, it's protected by the red, the black, and the green, in collaboration with the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge et bleu's up in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to the question,
Are you an outcast?
This episode, I also represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on March 5th, 2024. Oh, all right. Happy Cinco de Mayo. This episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Yeah. I feel like I should give us an honorable mention. Honorable... Fuck you, Whitey mentioned to DJ Vlad. DJ Vlad is doing some fuck shit on the internet. And I actually don't, okay, whatever. Okay, you know what? I'm going to save that for using random thought. But yes, welcome. And for you new listeners, just to help you get more familiar with how I do things on this, just to help you get more familiar with my podcast and how I do my shows. These episodes are break down into three parts, or acts, if you will. Excuse me. Oh my God, sorry. Yeah. Where was I? Yeah. Three acts. The first one is the intro. Second one is news and random thoughts. And the last one is final thoughts. nearly blanked out on that last one. All right. So far in the intro, so far what I've done is you've heard the anthem. You've heard the title of today's episode. I've recited a rap verse that both the verse and the title relate to the final thought. And, you know, just give you everything after that was like a greeting and a heads up on the kind of podcast you're listening to, that you're the kind of journey you're about to embark on. All right. Another thing I like to do in the intro is bring up some deaf announcements, like announcements, deaf anniversary. For like right now is on May 1st, 2024. We lost RIP to Dallas Penn. For those of you who don't know, Dallas Penn was, Dallas Penn is a content creator, influencer, but I know him more as being one of the members of the Combat Jack podcast. So he was Combat Jack's homie, and he was a very funny guy. Anyway, he represented New York to its finest. We lost him. For those of you who don't know, this podcast, at the end of the podcast, I end my podcast with, I end the show with Be Kind to Your Favorite Podcast. And that's meant to be two things. It's meant to be an homage to the Combat Jack show. Combat Jack is one of the podcasts that's influenced this, that got me into podcasting. Combat used to end his episode, his podcast show with F your podcast, F just fuck. You know, he didn't say fuck, he just said F your podcast. And I thought it was the coolest shit ever. And I was trying to, I remember when I was getting into podcasting, I kind of wished I had a cool say like he did. And then it hit me. I had a moment that Drake should have had. And I realized that, wait a minute. As cool as that sounds, that's not me. That would be, if I were to find something as cool as that, I'd be, it's not a perfect reflection, it's not an accurate reflection of who I am, where I'm from. So instead of imitating or finding something similar to F Your Podcast, I ended up saying something corny like, Be Kind to Your Favorite Podcast, because I'm from Canada, I'm from Ottawa, but to be more specific, Ottawa, right? Anyways, yeah, so that's number one. Yeah, the second, the one is an homage to Combat Jack, and second is to reaffirm my identity as me. Sorry, I was looking for a title. I was going to say Black Canadian, but, you know, I'm not every Black Canadian. I'm a Black Canadian, but I'm not every Black Canadian. With that said, yeah, so RIP Dallas Penn. Last but not least, another thing I like to do on in my intro is share a quote. And this one, again, I got it from Talal Macy, the spoken word artist, godfather of spoken word. I follow him on Instagram. Well, whatever. He posts a lot of interesting thoughts and quotes. And this one goes, I love who I've been, but I love who I'm becoming. Now, I got to be honest with you, right? Again, I'm in therapy, but I'm working on loving who I've been. I'm working on that. That's my challenge. But I do love, or I do appreciate, I do like who I'm becoming, if that makes any sense. Yeah. I don't want to share a quote with you without any thought. And especially, I don't want to share a quote that, I'm not practicing. Like, my actions don't reflect my belief in the quote. So, yeah, I know it sounds cool, but if I'm being honest with you, I guess that's what I'm aiming for, loving where I've been and loving who I'm becoming. All right, now this concludes the intro. Now we'll jump to news and random thoughts. And when I said go, I really meant go. That kind of go. All right, okay. Now I was about to get real serious, but let me confess something. I think I was behind my keyboard. Oh my God, 7:43. I was behind my keyboard at 6 o'clock. It was probably 6 p.m. I remember I was watching Fallout, and my mind was like, fuck, come on, B, man. Handle your business. Record this fucking podcast. It was driving me nuts. So I finally get to my desk, get to my lab, my recording session, get to my desk. And as I prepare, and here's the thing. I guess this is the neurodivergent in me. The dude who can't focus up for shit has been spending all this time on social media. And just the fallout from the whole Kendrick Lamar versus Drake beef. Now, I'll get to that after, but I'm just saying that, holy shit, I've been spending, this broadcast should have been recorded. I'm not beating myself up, but I'm close to it. I'm not saying, I'm a little disappointed in myself. But am I going to change that habit? No, I just like to complain about it. All right, so one of the things that I did notice while scrolling through social media is apparently DJ Vlad has been talking shit on the, has did some fuck shit. The article is, okay, what happened is DJ Vlad, who's DJ Vlad? Some dude. Some dude on the internet who puts out content related to hip hop or whatever. Or, you know what? Or just like who's got a lot to say about black culture. Like whatever. The point is, the article is in the show notes. DJ Vlad Kendrick's recent mix. Okay, hold on. I got that quote in front of me. He said, "Kendrick, oh, not like us." He was talking about not like us. He goes, "Needed a better mix. It takes away from the song." It takes away from. So Vlad is like your typical white person in the rap community. Basically said an opinion that's really like, it's not the fucking point. It's fucking irrelevant. Look, gang, here's the thing. Okay, kids, pay attention, right? Yes, you are entitled to your opinion. Everyone, you are so entitled to your opinion. The problem is when your opinion is fucking ignorant. Considered ignorant or read the fucking room. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like someone's bleeding and I'm like, yeah, that reminds me of strawberry juice. You know, read the fucking room. You know, my point is someone just, you know, there's no way I can explain it. Those who understand, but Vlad, I said your typical white person in the hip hop kid. No, I should say your typical ignorant white person in the rap world says something stupid. Or said something that was just, and whatever. Morgan Jerkin. Morgan Jerkins. All right. She responds with, "You are white. This is black folks' affair." And then DJ Vlad acted like, holy shit, he was denied entry into, or he was denied a job because he's white. He took that kind of offense. So, oh, what the fuck? Long story short, this dude is threatened a woman took offense to him, to her pointing out the fact that he was white, as opposed to him recognizing that he should have said something stupid, whatever, irrelevant. And he was like, how dare you bring up the fact that I'm white? Okay, I'm accusing you of racism and reporting you to Princeton, whatever. But basically, right now, DJ Vlad is a white boy trying to get a black woman fired. Pay attention, homeboy. Pay attention. Okay. Where I'm going with this, the only reason I've told myself that if something causes me to get emotional, reflect on why you're being emotional. If I bring up Vlad, is because Vlad reminds me of a lot of the white people who I came up with and who were into hip hop. And despite, and these are like, especially white men, despite being into hip hop, they were still oblivious of blackness. So they were still illiterate of the world of blackness. They were still like, I'm a fucking colonizer. They were just another white person appropriating. It was like, walking into someone's home and not showing the respect that you deserve the respect. Don't know how to behave. Don't know how to act right. And it kills me. For me, I take offense to it because I'm like, you're exposed to all this blackness and yet you're still oblivious. I'm thinking of that line in, this was Godfather 3. The priest is talking to Michael Corleone, and he noticed that there's a rock in water. He's making an analogy, right? There's a rock in water. He pulls it out, and he's just explaining. They're having a conversation back and forth, but he's explaining like it's amazing how all these people are exposed to the gospel, to Christianity, and it doesn't seep in. And for me, it's like these white folks who submerge themselves in black culture and are, it's a reminder of the white people who love black culture but hate black people. I think that's why I'm annoyed. That's why I'm annoyed. I'm sorry. The only point I was supposed to make about DJ Vlad, I'm going on a tangent again, but it's my goddamn podcast. All right, yeah, it goes, nothing good. The point I should have made about DJ Vlad, the only point, is that nothing good has ever come from unmuting his video. Like, usually he'll have some black dude on saying some ignorant-ass shit. And Vlad is like, yeah, come on, say that, yeah. Say something, keep talking shit. Yeah, those black chicks do talk too loud. Whatever, he's always... Yeah, and I never saw him as a contributor. Anyways, all right, okay, enough talking about DJ Vlad. That's what happens when you waste your time on the internet, boys and girls. I could have been learning how to cloud technology. Podman. What I should have been doing is researching. I should have been job searching, but instead I'm wasting my time. I'm acting. By the way, that's what Final Thought is going to be about, man. The part two. That's why this is part two. But again, I'll elaborate in Final Thoughts. Okay. Next on the docket. Okay, this is just a PSA for dear Americans, dear black Americans, I should say, dear black Americans. As much as I know some of you, as much as I enjoy your reaction to the Drake and Kendrick beef, P.S., please know that Drake is from Toronto, and that accent that Kendrick accurately impersonated on his Euphoria track, where he says, I know you're cheesing, fam. Well, first he makes a reference to New Ho King, and then he says, I know you're cheesing, fan. Yeah, that accent is not a Canadian accent. It's fucking annoying hearing, but it's good, you're making a Canadian. It's a little, whatever, man. It's not a Canadian accent. It's from Toronto, right? Okay, and if I'm annoyed, because I'm annoyed the same way you'd be annoyed if I said that, you'd be annoyed at the idea of growing up, me believing that all of them, I used to think that growing up, when I discovered hip hop and the early days of hip hop, it all came out of New York. I was convinced every black American sounded like New Yorkers, which is fucking wrong. 50 states is how many states in the America? Whatever, man. For every states, yeah, every state, black people have their own way of doing things, talking, and all things. Like, so my point is. Please stop being ignorant. Inform yourself. You must learn. Shit, yeah, man. Holy cow, yes. I think this is a segment on You Must Learn. Just like I'm annoyed at DJ Vlad for being ignorant to black culture. It's like to my fellow black American siblings. The same way you want respect is, you know, it'd be kind, okay? I'm being my polite Canadian line. It'd be nice. It'd be really nice if you could just, you know, make the distinction. I've noticed, when I used to go to the States and people would ask where I'm from, I'd go Canada. Why? Because I had low expectation that, it was a low expectation that combined with, Americans don't care about geography. Geography outside of their own country. Like, I'm used to telling even black Americans where I'm from, and as soon as I'd say Canada, they'd be like, why did you just waste my time with that piece of information? It's like, so? Europe, they're like, oh, wow. You know, you get that little, oh, wow, okay, hey, how do you like it here? Stuff like that. And America's like, oh, man, I thought you were going to say one of the a city from one of our great country, but you a foreigner. And not just a foreigner. It'd be different if you're from London, but you're from Canada. Get the fuck out of here. Whatever. Okay, sorry. Yeah, my point is, yes, that accent that Kendrick reproduced. And that's what, by the way, makes that line by Kendrick so genius for me. When he makes reference to you hulking, when he made reference to you hulking, I took it as, bro, I have missiles, missiles pointed at your house right now. I'll fucking find you. I used to have this joke about how the difference between a black American, actually, I still have this joke. It goes, the difference between a black American and a black Canadian is if they're robbing you, if they're robbing you and they pull out your wallet, look at your address and say some gangster shit like, yo, don't go to the cops. I know where you live. Well, the black American's bullshitting because there's no fucking way he's going to take the time to make the distinction to be like, wait, what's a province? Yeah, I'm being ignorant. I'm not. Fuck it, man. It's a joke. Fuck. Fuck him if you can't take a joke. Sorry. I make myself giggle on my own podcast. All right, okay. I'm not going to waste a lot of time. I really want to get the final thoughts, so I'm just going to rush to quick thoughts here. All right. The next line is, okay, this one's a bit complicated. It relates to an article that I posted, and it goes, House passes bill to expand definition of anti-Semitism amid growing campus protests over Gaza war. Now, here's the thing. The vote was the proposal, which passed 320-91 bipartisan support, with some bipartisan support. So 320-91. Bro, remember when them kids got shot? Was it Sandy Hill? Them kids got shot. And despite kids dying because of some mass shooter, because some asshole with a gun, that wasn't enough to unite people. That wasn't enough to unite these politicians. To be like, we need to come together. Oh my God, kids beating. Oh my God, what would Jesus say? Nah. But passing a bill, and apparently this bill is not very, that's the problem with this bill, is a definition of anti-Semitism. It's not really clear what they mean, but a lot of it has to do with, hey, we don't want to hurt the feelings of the Israeli government while they're in the middle of a genocide. Yes, we don't want anyone talking shit against them. Come on, I mean, truth to power. You know what the disappointment is because living in Canada and consuming American media, I guess that's my fault, consuming American media, they always showed the Americans as like, America is like, truth to power. It's like they're the superheroes. And then I'm an adult and learning about all the shit from, like, hey, it's bad enough Santa Claus doesn't exist. Now I have to come to the reality that, Americans are not how they portrayed themselves in the movie. I'm just disappointed that's the one thing they were able to unite on. And that's, no talking shit about the Israeli government while they're in the middle of committing a fucking genocide. Imagine had they done that for Hitler. Okay, I'm not going to waste a lot of time on this because I can already hear some people, what do you care? This is American problems. I'm just reflecting on, you know what? Actually, I got to confess, and I was going to add this to final thought, but I was just remembering. At my last therapy session, my therapist gave me this text to read about ways to cope as an empath and a highly sensitive person. And I need to remind myself, shit, it's not enough to just being black, but I need to remind myself that you're not like them, B. You're not like everyone else. News about Palestine, reading about the atrocity about Palestine will fucking ruin your day. You gotta moderate that shit. You gotta be careful the amount of time you spend on social media, consuming news, because someone like you needs to, like, I gotta be careful with bad news being committed across the world the same way An alcoholic has to be careful being around alcohol. I'm thinking of that scene in House of Cards. I'm trying to remember when what's his name again? The number two guy to Frank. His name wasn't Ocean, was it? No, Frank Underwood. Yeah, doesn't matter. Whatever. He was an alcoholic, and he was talking about, and he was a sponsor for another guy, and he was reminding him that, hey, we're not like fucking them. We, you know, you got to be more mindful about the fact that you are an alcoholic. You have to, you got to move differently than they do. It was just that kind of reminder. And if I've been like trying to, it's been hard, but I've been trying to be careful to how much news I consume. I'm fucking, not just, I mean, Congo, all over the world, the atrocities being committed around the world, because someone like me will be useless to them if I allow this news to depress me. So, yeah, that's the only 2 points I wanted to bring up. You know, Congress is kind of fucked up. The United States is kind of fucked up that this is what you unite against. You know, I guess, yeah. Yo, I don't know, man. I think I have this thought that Israeli government, Netanyahu guy, he's been planning this shit. He's been planning this atrocity for a while, specifically the part of, look, we're going to be killing kids, and we're going to need you to, like, back off. The fact that no one can stand, you know, the fact that no one is like, holy shit, yo, y'all need to chill. No, the fact that they're, like, telling the rest of us, yo, shut the fuck up. I feel like the child with his parents watching their relatives commit domestic violence. And you're looking at your parents going, that's wrong, right? And they're like, shh, your uncle is having one of those moves. Shh, or you're grounded. You know, that's how it feels like. It's like, what the fuck? This repression. But let's move on, man. Let's move on. Again, like I said, focus, B. All right. Okay. Yes. No, okay. This content creator. Oh, wait, hold on. Am I going to make sure I follow the order? Yes. Bella Vandella, the new slave. Okay, I'm just going to play it and talk after. Here we go.
Racism just flat out does not make sense in America because it's the sum total of propaganda. But white people aren't propagated for eugenics, ethnic cleansing, or even religious matters. They're propagated because capitalism doesn't work without slavery, and slavery does not work on the assembled and the enlightened. So all of our lives were overpropagated and undereducated. So as the largest voting demographic in America, we're perpetually voting against our own self-interest. And rather than using the resources available like technology, history, or even fucking morality to enlighten us, we drink the Kool-Aid. We blame black people and immigrants for stealing jobs that couldn't support the American dream we've been sold. It's called a dream because you gotta be asleep to believe that shit. Here's some perspective for you. Peasants used to work 150 days out of the year and spend the other 215 doing fuck all. Slaves used to get free food, housing, clothes, and health care. They found a way to work you harder than peasants and give you less benefits than slaves while eliminating the expense of food, housing, clothes, and health care for the slave master, but allowing him to sell you a substandard version of all of the above at an insane fucking markup. You don't hate black people and immigrants. Mm-hmm. You hate the quality of life in America. They're just who your slave master told you to blame for it. But guess mm-hmm. what? Now you're a fucking slave too. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the fucking revolution, bitches.
Message.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I think my main takeaway that I wanted to bring up is like, yeah, on a list of things that I wish I could get white people to understand, it's poor whites, especially poor whites. You know, maybe, okay, I'll tell you what, if I had to pick between getting them to stop using the N-word and getting them to realize this, I think I would be that right there. Okay, hold on a second. No, it's very close to getting them to stop to say the N-word. Mainly, we are not your fucking enemies. Dear white people, we are not your enemies. You know who you're fighting against? The rich white guy who doesn't want you to think like him, to want what he has. He wants you to settle with the fact that, whoa, okay, look, I can't give you wealth. I can't give you a decent job. Fuck the American dream. But what I can give you is the ability to use the N-word. The ability, someone else to look down on. I remember, it might have been a documentary by Ken Burns about the civil rights. And there was a part in, Civil War. And it was a part where he was talking about how a battlefield was littered with, or was filled with dead Confed soldiers. And there's something he said, I forget the wording, but it was pretty much how all these assholes, I'm paraphrasing needless to say, all these assholes died, gave their life to fight for a system that they wouldn't even be able to afford to take part in. They died for someone else's ability to own slaves. Yeah, I'm the only one. You know, and I remember having the thought of, I should feel sorry for them. I should, in theory, in proper theory, I should feel, but I can't. Y'all got duped. Racism, it's interesting. Racism is like the greatest invention created for white people. In a sense that, or for which white people, in a sense that it allows poor whites something to look forward to. It's a religion. They establish something that they can, to allow themselves to empower themselves and stay broke and forget the fact that, hey, how the fuck does he have a mansion and I don't? Why am I starving and he ain't? Why his family doing way better than me? The niggers, the fucking niggers, you know? I joked about last week how I did my taxes. Good for me. Tap on the shoulder. And I had to pay some taxes. And I understood the temptation of wanting to blame someone. Except the government. Or myself. Yeah, I fucked up, man. Apparently, I should have put that money in the RS. Whatever, that's not the point. But I remember just being angry at myself, angry that I had to pay. I'm like, fuck, man, I wanted a refund. I need some money for the titty bar. Anyway, long story short, shit that I wish white people could understand. And bottom line is, focus. Yo, this racism thing is so amazing. It's like, because it requires, it's an amazing creation. I mean, it's not unique. Like, you know, sexism is the same thing. It's like some group, a minority of human beings, figured out that the best way, the easiest way to rule this world is to divide people, is to divide the majority. Give them something to be like, hey, distract them from the fact that you're the real manipulator. Give them someone to hate. But and whatnot. All right, okay. Yeah, and this brings me back to fucking DJ Vlad, man. And it's because how he used, I don't know if he accused the teacher of being racist. I know he used the word bigoted, but it's like, fuck. Your inability to really understand racism is fucking us both over. So, I should be allowed to share my ignorant opinion anywhere. Okay, I'm done. I stop talking about DJ Vlad. Okay. What time is it? Okay. One more quote. One more video content creator I'm going to share some shit with. Okay. This next one is addresses. You know what? Shout out to the sister. I'm just going to play it. Fucking intro. She's about to say some shit that I want to hug the sister for saying it. Anyway, all right. Okay. Here we go.
What you're seeing from a lot of black men online, it's a frustration with the fact that like patriarchy tells them that their worth is in what they can do. Their worth is in where financially what they have and what they have to offer. And they don't have it because of a bunch of other systemic reasons. Mm-hmm. So if you have that, every person wants love and companionship and wants to be validated and wants to be positively received. And if you're told that your worth innately as a black man is dependent entirely on these things that feel out of your control and out of your hand, you're going to be upset if there becomes a rise in rhetoric that's against you. Like there is, it is true that social media has a very anti anti-working class black man rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even though most black men find themselves in that position, mm-hmm. and they find themselves in the 1%, mm-hmm. so you're seeing that a lot, versus you're also seeing black women who've also been conditioned to believe in like patriarchy and patriarchal relationships, and to believe that what a man is supposed to do for them is supposed to be to support you, to head the right. household, but their experience that they're not having because of all these systemic institutional yes. reasons, whatever, is not having that. So you're seeing two sides mad at each other for a larger systemic issues and mm-hmm. reasons and the absence of things and love and relationships that they should be able to have, but no one's talking about that.
So Shameless, is that the name of the podcast? I think it's the name of the podcast. Yeah, let me give you, yeah. So, hey, needless to say, links are in the show notes so you can watch it yourself and get contribute yourself. But yes, but
what you're seeing from a lot of
one second to give credit where credit is due. So Shameless, I guess that's the name of the podcast. All right, okay. You know, while she was speaking, I just realized I was trying to reflect. I should, and I'm going to cover this in final thoughts, but I think I realize why I hate, why I have a resentment towards Drake. I'll tell you what, let me save that. Let me save that for final thought. Let me just, resentment Drake. Man, I can't write for shit anymore. Fucking keyboard. All right, okay. Last point before I go to final thought. Oh, right. I guess what she was saying, it reminds me a lot about what I was saying about the new slave, what Bella Vandella was saying about the new slave. But again, I'll save it for final thought. Before I end, for those wondering, so those who were listening to the last episode, hey, how did your interview go? You know what? I don't think I did well. A lot of the questions they were asking in that interview were like, hey, so how would you react if someone tried to fondle your booty while you're at work? You know, just like situational questions. And I got so into the interview, I forgot that I wasn't on a podcast. I was speaking to them like someone was asking me, as opposed to, because see, the thing is, they expect you to use the STAR method when you answer your question. Well, oh, I'm glad for you. How would you handle this situation? Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so here's the situation. How do you, the SMART method? What is it again? Situation. Is it method? I forget. I guess I could Google it. Hold on a second. You know what the SMART method? The SMART response. No, method. Let's go with method. How to write SMART goals. No, not the goals. Specific, measurable, and oh my God. No wonder I can't find it. No, it's called the STAR method. That makes more sense. The STAR method. STAR method interview. Okay, off the top of my head, I think it's situation. The T stands for, you know what, fuck it, just look it up. How to use the STAR to ace an interview question. Shout out to those of you who are job searching and know what the fuck I'm talking about. STAR stands for situation, task, action, and result. Oh man, needless to say, if I was asking how to do that interview, nah, not so well, not so well. The thing is, I give myself credit that I answered from the heart, right? I gave the interviewer some truthful answers. But if they're the type to be like, no, Simon Says, we didn't say Simon Says. Like, if you were like, by the book, yeah, I failed that interview. And, but the one thing, because I'm looking at, again, this was my first interview, especially first interview in a while, but first interview done by MS Teams. You might Zoom, whatever, like remotely. So I spent most of my time on the technical aspect, focusing on my webcam, the lighting. I want to make sure the lighting was proper. That's why I mentioned that in the. So I spent most of my time getting the technical. So long story short, I bought myself a new webcam and a new lighting. And these things will not go to waste. It just means that I'm getting closer and closer to having a pod. Oh, shit, I forgot to hit record. Hold on a second. I'm getting closer and closer to be a podcaster on, to be one of those podcasters who have audio video content. Just give me one second because I forgot to hit record. And see, we're off the, Yeah, man. Once I get my shit together, I'll be one of those people with, okay, hold on a second. Okay, right now I feel like White Sinek. Or not White Sinek. Kay Sinek. Okay, hold on a second. All right, hit record. All right, hit record. Here we go. What up? Okay, I forgot. Okay, where was I? Yeah, long story short, interview did not go well, but the positive side is, the positive thing is I have lighting and a new camera. And yes, you know, either I'll have content on it. Like, yo, I'm like a step closer to having an OnlyFans page. I guess I'm going to have to start wearing better clothes if I'm going to be on camera. All right, whatever. Wow, my carpet actually looks clean on camera. All right, okay, B, come on. All right, okay. All right, that's it, gang. That's it for News and Random Thoughts. Let's jump to, what's that segment called? Final Thoughts. All right, okay. Let's do this. All right, Final Thoughts. Final Thoughts. Okay, let's cover this. I said, before I talk about, yeah, I know I already talked about coping mechanism as an empath and the empath and highly sensitive person. You know, shout out to, oh my God, The Reed. And I forget homie's name. You know what? The Reed podcast, who I listened to this week. Yeah, by the way, one from the Red podcast. Sorry. The Reed. You spell R-E-A-D. All right, Kid Fury, that's his name. Okay, yeah. Shout out to The Reed. I listened to the episode where they covered the Euphoria had just came out and they were just reacted to Euphoria. But two, one for realizing that there's a distinction between a Toronto accent and a Canadian accent, or the accent that, what I've been saying, that PS at the beginning. And two, Kid Fury, there's a part where he mentions how he's an empath. And how basically, it just felt good hearing a fellow empath, someone just saying, yeah, I'm an empath, and because as a result, this will affect me differently. It just felt nice hearing another human being say that. Yeah, because I'm struggling with identity. But okay, all right, where was I? Yeah, what's up with the title? What's up with the title? Well, first of all, if you were listening to the last episode, Revenge of the Lunatic is, by Lunatic is a track by Tupac, the Lunatic. And I was talking about how there was a verse in The Lunatic by Tupac that summarized how I felt about Kendrick's Euphoria song. And also, I'm also saying that, goddamn. Kendrick is crazy. See, I guess the point of The Lunatic by Tupac is his way of saying, you don't want to fuck with me. And Kendrick Lamar exemplified that shit. Now, it's kind of like Biggie's track, What's Beef? And I think the conclusion to the main idea of What's Beef by Biggie is, whatever beef is, you don't want it with me. And Tupac calling himself The Lunatic is, okay, my point, okay, what I'm trying to say is, Revenge of the Lunatic, in this particular case, the Lunatic is Kendrick Lamar. And it's my way of just saying that, yeah, I'm going to be talking about the Kendrick Lamar beef. That's the Kendrick Lamar versus Kendrick beef. Now, if you can't tell, I'm kind of biased. Is it biased? Yeah, I'm Team Kendrick. All right, okay, Team Kendrick. All right, should I? You know, I'm not going to give you up to date. Like, okay, actually, I will, just for some quick news. Between now and the last episode, Kendrick has released 3 diss tracks. Okay, what has happened? Okay, last episode I was talking about Euphoria. Blew my mind. Dedicated a whole segment to Euphoria. And I thought I was ready to move on. Actually, I did have additional thoughts about Euphoria. I'm still stuck to of Euphoria. Yo, Drake releases, was that on a Friday? Yeah, it must have been on a Friday. Released released a diss track called Family Matters. And I won't lie, man. I won't lie. Euphoria was like, fuck that. You're done. And Family Matters kind of surprised me. It was a clapback. It was, I'm like, oh, shit, he's holding his own. It's like, Jon Snow. Nah. But it's basically the punch where you're like, yeah, you're looking at the fight and you look one opponent just boom, throw a punch, and the other guy is like, and his teeth flies out, and you're like, yeah, you're done. And then he comes back with another blow. Kind of like that scene in Rocky when Rocky IV, he's fighting. You know, oh my God, my point is, Drake impressed me with his response. And right when I was like, damn, Drake, okay, maybe Drake might be 30. This shit is too funny. Kendrick releases a diss track. I think that one was, I'm not sure. Was that, yeah, okay, yeah, 616 in LA. By the way, 616 is Pac's birthday, but that's whatever. June 16, 1971. Oh my God, yes, okay, so it was a great comeback by Drake. Even though I say this, like I'm not trying to sound like those, like I'm on Team Kendrick and pretending to like Drake. No, I'm really saying he impressed the fuck out of me with that. Like it was, his clapback was, there was no Kendrick is a poet. Drake is more of a musician, right? Like KRS-One versus Milli Vanilli, no bad example, but my point is, and it was like my head was Bobby to it, and I was like, oh wow, okay, right, you held your own, but yeah, man, but that line about rapping like you freed the slaves, I know what he meant, trying to free the slaves, yeah, man, that shit. this is what it is. I think Drake's response may not. I think the people on Kendrick's side will say that, yeah, it was a decent response, but it won't persuade him to his side. Compared to Kendrick, on the other hand. All right, okay, focus, B. All right, okay, so Kendrick released 3 tracks since last Wednesday. Or I guess Thursdays, because that's when it was, my last episode was released for you guys. And it was 616 in L.A., Meet the Grams, which is real, and then Not Like Us. That Not Like Us beat is stuck in my head because, again, like I was wasted on social media, it was playing in my head. It's stuck in my head, just the beat. I'm going to stick with my notes here, all right? Okay. You know what? Since the beef between these three, I started with, yeah, fuck it, man. I don't care about rap beef. Unless someone dies, I don't give a fuck. But then when Kendrick did drop that Euphoria diss track, then I was like, oh, whoa. But getting back. I initially did not care. And then J. Cole backs out. Ever since he backed out, I've developed a new appreciation for hip-hop. Not because of his action, but just there's a connection. Like I found myself listening to old and new hip hop. Like if you listen to my YouTube music account could talk, it'd be like, yo, yeah, he's been listening to more hip hop. I don't know what happened. He's been listening to less gospel and more hip hop, which kind of shocked me. So I guess you can credit for all kinds of hip hop, right? But again, old and new. Find myself being, oh shit, okay, there's shit out there that I still like. Like I was convinced that I was done with hip hop until J. Cole did what he did. I'm not saying what he did caused me to listen to hip-hop. I'm just saying sheer coincidence timing. Now, since Euphoria dropped, I find myself have a bigger appreciation for Kendrick in his rap style and this resentment that I have towards Drake, just like I've been having towards Drake, just kept growing. And like I mentioned, and I realized, because I've been thinking about, what the fuck is your problem against Drake? And I realized my biggest problem with Drake is because he symbolizes the patriarchy. he is kind of like the same way rich white people have sold poor white people on, I say poor white people, I mean ignorant white people. I mean white people who... like, aren't at the top of, like, they're at the bottom of the food chain of white people. Like, they're considered white trash, right? Like yeah, whether because they're broke or whether because they They got no power, no influence, and the only thing they got going for them is their white privilege. But the same way the white people on the top sell poor white people on racism, I feel Drake is like, symbolizes like, I'm the real man. I'm, you know, I get bitches. I got money and fame. The fuck's wrong with you? Fuck's wrong with your life? Like if I was a child, I'd be like, Drake would be like a role model, would be like, fuck, my life sucks because I'm not like him. He's like a representative of a system that is not serving me. Sexism, patriarchy, and all that shit. He's like, fuck these bitches. Make money. Fuck bitches, make money. He's like the, what do you mean you don't have a rich bracelet? What you mean you're not making $100,000 a year? What you mean you ain't rich? Like, there's a resentment that he's Mr. Status Quo. He's Mr. Oh, fuck, you fat motherfucker. You don't have, you're not an attractive person like me. That's what, I'm not, okay, just to be clear, I guess I'm, I should write this shit down, but this is the thought that I have in my mind. It's, I'm not saying, like, for all I know, Drake might be sharing my thoughts, but he's like, look, man, I'm just successful in this rap shit. But it's like being a problematic male is okay. Being a toxic, go toxic masculinity. That's, I look like, he's everything about masculinity that I'm, that's what it is. He's one of the, not pastors, he's one of the popes in the cult of masculinity. He's one of the preachers. He's one of those, yeah, man, don't fuck up this institution. He's Mr. Don't be friends to women unless you're trying to fuck them. You know what I mean? Like everything, okay. I'm extracting myself. Like as a child, as a boy, I grew up wanting to be following trends, trying to be a real man. Now I'm just trying to be who I was meant to be, myself. So fuck everyone's definition of masculinity. So I've broken myself apart from this cult called masculinity, of toxic masculinity. I'm trying to be a better human being. All right, kind of like the same way Kendrick is dissing Drake for. You're a shitty human being. Your character sucks. I think that's part of why I like what the message Kendrick is saying about Cole. Now, I'm going to be careful. This is a TikTok. There's a content creator who got me reflecting on, yeah, I mean, that's cool and everything like that, but let's not forget, Kendrick is not a perfect human being too. Sure, he raps about being in, how he goes into therapy and all that shit, but he's on that Jesus shit. Not to say that there are bad Christians, but I'm saying with my experience, I'm also an ex-Christian, and I could, okay, my point is, As much as I enjoy Kendrick kicking the shit out of Drake, I need to remind myself that don't idolize Kendrick. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. As much as I'm enjoying it, but remind myself that he's also a man. And at the moment, he's just a man kicking the shit out of another man that I don't like. I don't know if that makes sense. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I know. Whatever. Okay. So, yeah, I've been... it's been fucked up. Like, this... And I think another reason why I don't like Drake, because he also symbolizes everything I hate about the city of Toronto. The shallowness, the quest for money and fame. And if you ain't got it, then you ain't shit. Then you're unworthy of being in respect. Whatever. Yeah. Oh, my God. I did write down reflecting on why is it that I have a resentment towards Drake. And it took that video that I just shared to make me realize that. Oh, another thing I just realized about Drake is that one thing I admired about him initially, he was a Canadian success story because he was probably the first to ever achieve the level of success he achieved. The fact that his music is accepted by Black Americans, was accepted by Black Americans, to us was like, an unimaginable dream. I used to be in a rap group back in high school, and my dream was to make it as a as a Black conscious rapper. But it wasn't enough to be accepted by my peers. No, I needed my relatives in New York to be like, "Oh shit, you're be Black? Oh my God, you're amazing!" You know, I needed to have them say, "Yo, my people are talking about, they want your autograph." Well, okay, all right. And I guess what I'm getting at is, I'm going to hurt some Canadians' feelings, but yeah, in Canada, we have like this inferiority complex. So what's amazing about Drake's success is how, even though I was convinced he made it, and Kendrick just realized that, nah, man, sure, he's probably selling a lot of music, but amongst us, he's a punchline. Why? Because he's not keeping it real. He's trying to be like us. He's trying to imitate us. And is doing a bad impression of us. Yeah. What did I say? Oh, right. Okay, I wrote this last. I said, Drake is an example of a man who gained the world by selling his soul. Yeah, he's not keeping it real. You know what? I think watching Drake get his ass kicked reminds me of why I got into this podcast, or why I got into therapy, why I'm on this journey into knowing thyself, I'm on this journey into self-discovery. I ain't trying to be like others. I'm trying to be who I was meant to be. Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to keep it short. I noticed that during my interview, it was a 45-minute interview, and I was worried that I was talking not long enough, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I was reminding myself that the key to public speaking is speaking long enough. Basically, I forget the quote is, don't speak more than the other person is willing to listen to. So with that said, I think that's all I'm going to share. I'm going to keep this. I'm trying to get into the habit of being concise. So I'm just going to leave it at that and say, yeah, no, this concludes today's episode, man. I said what I needed to say. I'm enjoying this Drake beef, and I've shared I think I've had some self-discovery in why am I angry at Drake, and I'm realizing because everything he symbolizes, what he symbolizes, what he's going after, it's the shit that I'm trying to get away from. All right. With that said, all right, this concludes today's listening. This concludes today's episode. I'm getting high. I'm not high, I swear. Today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. I keep forgetting to say that. No, seriously, I hope you enjoyed it. And I would love to hear from you. Usually I don't. Usually I'm like, you know, I speak and I'm like, fuck feedback. But I'd be interested in hearing from you, especially anyone who hears this and connects to what I'm saying. I mean, I know there's haters out there, but really, I made this. This is like an SOS for like-minded people. And if you're shy, feel free to just send me a message with the word ping, with the five letters ping, P-I-N-G, P-I-N-G. Oh, that's four letters. I swear I'm sober. P-I-N-G. Yeah, four letters. Ping. And it's my way of saying, I hear you. It's just your way of saying, you know, whether you agree with me or not, whatever, but I feel like in the movie, not the movie, the TV series or the book, the three body problem. And I'm like on Earth with my satellite, and I'm trying to reach out to an alien race. No. I'm Morgan in season one of, Walking Dead, and I'm on the walkie-talkie looking for other survivors. I'm looking for other like-minded people. So if you're one of them, holler at me. Now, if you're one of those social media people, okay, you can find me on social media, on Instagram, Threads, and Twitter. Notice I don't call it X. It helps to be someone who doesn't call Twitter X. Yeah, Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, holler at me at Shut Up Podcast. That's the username. On TikTok, it's at shutuppodcast.com. But my recommended method of getting in touch with me is through the website, shutuppodcast.com. You can also use the email address, shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. If you go to the website, you'll be able to find the show notes, the RSS feeds, and the RSS feed that you can use to subscribe to this podcast. All right, like I said, seriously, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right, peace.